This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600. I'm your captain. He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship station, and great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and a satellite. Now, as always, a special shout out goes to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, hospital and air room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, let's also get out here, and we will jump in the bandwagon real quick and tell you that to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch, thanks so very much for helping keep America rolling along. That would be our over-the-road truck drivers. And let's not forget about the fact that we've also got our people out there with the bulk mail service out hauling the mail so you can get your checks and your mail delivered to you. Let's think about them. They're all working right now. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. And don't forget, we're on Twitter, at Captain's America, and we're also with our website, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. That's simply the Captain's America Third Watch.com. And joining us again this week at this hour, we have Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And Mr. Ron Edwards, as I always used to say, is with us right now. So let's get him on the line here and see if I can find the connection between here and Michigan. There we go. They're on the porch. It's 73 degrees. It's a gorgeous night down here. All the storms went through last night. Okay, thank you, guys. All the storms went through last night, and we got rid of the bad weather last night. Had tornadoes up there in the panhandle, or one tornado, a fatal tornado, I might add. And by the way, it landed, it touched down a mile and a half from Frank Salvato's house.
Well, I hope it wasn't major damage up there.
No, well, yeah, it killed two people and did a lot of damage to the little town it touched down at. Yep. All right, well, let's say the Pledge of Allegiance. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And, of course, we emphasize the two words, under God, which is why we say it that way, under God. All right. Now, Senator Joe Manchin came out swinging yesterday against Joe Biden's frightening decisions at the border. Now, he made two decisions in the last 24 hours. What were they?
Well, Title 42 wants to rescind that. And, of course, you know that 42, which was installed by President Trump, had been a major factor in combating the spread of the coronavirus and controlling the influx of illegal border crossers at our southern border. And we're facing a huge, huge increase as a result of this. In fact, it was already an increase. We've got over a million folks coming in illegally already this year. And that's going to be heading into a brand new record, which will be breaking last year's record at the time. So it just continues to pile on. And, of course, Joe Manchin, anyone who has any common sense and cares anything about our border, they're going to come out against this horrible decision amongst already the many decisions that have already been made against our poor border.
Yeah, and of course the coronavirus, they're not going to be checking for that anymore. So we don't know what we're going to get when they come in. They're not even going to worry about it.
Yeah, and yet they want to continue, according to the World Health Organization, those clowns want to continue to increase their authority over the world, basically, according to what they said, to make sure that we're, I guess, under this continuous alert for the coronavirus, even though the variants are becoming weaker and weaker. It's not even a real problem at all anymore. Mm-hmm.
Now, we heard yesterday that Jen Psaki is reportedly set to leave the White House to join the ranks of the liberal TV network MSNBC. Now, I have turned down MSNBC in a lot of occasions to go on there, but I would go on to be on with her just to see if I could get her razzed.
Yeah, that'd be fun. I'd be sure to watch that. That would probably be the only time people would be watching. I mean, my goodness. She gets more viewers now than she would ever get on MSNBC.
That's right. That's right. Nobody's going to watch her.
Yeah. I mean, she's not attractive enough to bring people to watch her every day on television.
Well,
good Lord.
Speaking of MSNBC, there was another host who I'm not familiar with, Jonathan Lemire, who claimed that the Hunter Biden story had been fact-checked and deemed mostly nonsense.
I saw that, man. I just had a little chuckle. Of course it is not nonsense. Of course it is true. And he's continued. The reason why they keep saying things like that, they're not the only ones that keep trying to cover up. I think there's a lot of CYA, maybe not that particular individual, but there's a lot of CYA action going on, because once this is fully exposed and we get into legal actions, a lot of dirt, I think, is going to come out on not just on Hunter, but a lot of other people as well. And it's not going to be very, just put it this way, Cap, it's not going to be very good light shining on some, maybe even a few other folks, too.
Yeah, maybe Daddy-O, but I don't think anything will happen to him. Baltimore, you're pretty familiar with Baltimore, right?
Yeah. They're having a big problem there. Which they've been having for decades.
All right. Well, hold that thought. We'll talk about what's going on in Baltimore when we come back. So don't go anywhere. By the way, folks, we've got an Edwards notebook queued up here, so you'll hear that when we come back. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, strolling along the weekend overnight radio airwaves. I'll be right back.
This is Real Radio for Real American Patriots in the Overnight. Always live, conservative, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now, because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
During the time of slavery and in Hollywood movies like Gone with the Wind, black females were referred to as mammy. Well, I've discovered that there is now the 21st century version of Mammy, alive and well. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, brought to you by Constitutional Grounds Coffee. Today, the number one customer of abortion clinics are, of course, black American females, who in some locations like Harlem, New York, abort more babies than the number of babies allowed to be born alive annually. Many also remember either reading in history books and seeing in movies where black females were forced to nurse and take care of the master's little children at the expense of rearing her own. Often the black fathers were sold off or not allowed to exhibit parental authority on the plantation. It is amazing that today an increasing number of single black females who have proudly aborted their male babies are now more proudly adopting white boy babies. I recently saw a YouTube video about this modern-day mammy phenomenon, after which I remembered, the more things change, the more they seem to remain the same. I'm Ron Edwards. For Constitutional Grounds Coffee, simply go to theronedwards.com.
Ron Edwards, the new voice of America.
Sponsored by the Tri-County Liberty Coalition.
You know, I keep trying to figure out how he can be the new voice of America when he's old as dirt, but anyway. oh, gosh, I have too much fun with that. Okay, here we go. Don't forget to go to theronedwards.com, the website, and take a look at the Constitutional Grounds coffee display that's right there, because you can order that coffee right there. And by the way, Constitutional Grounds, I got this little cup here. I like iced coffee, and I have iced coffee in my Curvis tumbler 20-ounce cup. And I'll tell you what, as Mr. Ron Edwards likes to say, Constitutional Grounds
is the coffee you want in your cup.
There you go. And that's not all those dirt either. That's just good coffee. I had to do that. Everybody expects me to do something. All right, so let's go back to Baltimore. And
yeah.
Baltimore has just gone to hell in a handbasket. I remember when that was a pretty nice city.
Well, yeah, I love the harbor area. Downtown, very nice, but a few nice restaurants there. Nice lobster, but boy, when it comes to education, it is a hellhole. Two parents in that city have filed a big lawsuit against their city and its school district in response to shocking reports about the leftist city's abject failure to educate the children. They indoctrinate the heck out of them, but educate? No way, Jose. 77% of the high schoolers in one area high school were reading at an elementary level. 41% of BCPH's or BCPS high school students earn below a 1.0 grade point average. It's sick, and it's
how can they get out of high school?
They pass them on. They indoctrinate them and get them out of there. They don't care if they can read. They don't care if they can write. They don't care if they can add and subtract. Count from 1 to 100, 1 to 100, or count backwards from 100. They don't care about that.
By the way, I have a message from Jeff in Sarasota, who's not in Sarasota. He's in Brandon, waiting for the event. He's going to be there today. He says that he's drinking his Constitutional Grounds coffee from his cup, and he just sent me a picture of the cup and the coffee.
Well, Jeff, thank you so much, and you're a good man.
Yep,
he's a smart guy.
Yeah.
But you know, it's very terrible, Captain, what has happened. What a disservice to the population, many generations, by the way, of Baltimoreans. And I'm glad to see parents coming out and fighting this, but only two, when you consider 90% of the students there are far below the already low national average throughout the United States, by the way. Horrible stuff.
That's just not acceptable by any stretch of the imagination.
Well, somebody's accepting it because it goes on. The beat goes on, I tell you.
Well, the Federal Department of Education needs to step in and say, look, these kids can't read, they can't write, they don't graduate.
There you go. And the Federal Department of Education is probably the bigger problem. Once they nationalized it, that's when things really began to fall out of kilter.
Mm.
So we need to get back to more local and state-based education. And higher standards, of course, and get rid of the indoctrination process.
Now, I want to talk about Palm Springs, California. Now, when you bring up Palm Springs, California, the first thing you think about is Bob Hope, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And Bing Crosby and Dean Martin.
Kirk Douglas.
Yep, and Kirk Douglas. Yep.
John Wayne.
Yep,
yeah.
And they were all red-blooded, all-American Republican conservatives, right?
Yes, they were. What a shame.
Wait till you hear this one. Palm Springs, California just approved a program to provide transgender and non-binary residents with a guaranteed income.
See, Captain, that's very disturbing.
Wrong.
I'm not even a resident of that city, but this makes me infuriated. First of all, how can they force taxpayers to pony up to something like this?
I wish I knew.
What are the taxpayers doing, and why is it that the local government there thinks that they could just screw the people like that? And what makes these trannies and others think that they're such special characters that everyone else has to pay for their existence? I mean, people have to start standing up and pushing back against this madness. The people of Palm Springs having to pay for them just because they choose to say, oh, I'm no longer a man. I think I'm a woman now. Forget that. People, stand up. Come on now.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I don't know, but let's go into the Biden immigration era now, because I'll tell you what. The Biden immigration decision that he just made could make the midterm climate even tougher for Democrats by this Title 47 opening the door wide open, and they're just sitting there waiting to come. And when they start flooding the border, which they're going to, like right now, because they haven't decided to keep it in play anymore, it's going to be really bad, really bad.
Well, it's already bad. When you think about this thing, this Title 42 could become another liability.
Oh, what did they say? 47, that's our, my bad.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we all, you know, make a mistake every once in a while, even the captain. But, you know, the president's move has come more than a year after the pressure from fellow Democrats who don't give a rip about this country. You know, I've come to the conclusion, Captain, they don't even care if they're reelected. They're on a madman mission to destroy this republic from within. And you've talked about this numerous times,
mm-hmm.
about the, what is it, the fundamental transformation of this republic.
Power pivot strategy, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, then to flood it with millions and millions, and I mean many millions of individuals from around the world, mostly single males,
mm-hmm.
being shuffled in to destroy this country from within. Because the reason why is because more and more Americans, those of us who were born here and kind of like the place,
mm-hmm.
were waking up, and the Democrats know that we're pushing back. And so they're flooding the place with individuals, like I said, from around the world. I think it's up to 120 countries. This is crazy. Evil.
Mm-hmm. Now, I got some breaking news here about the Russian forces have moved back from Kyiv. They've created a complete disaster with the damage and the destruction that's just everywhere where they've
yep.
been. And they've mined the places. They put landmines in, which is going to make it even worse for anybody that tries to go back in there.
Yeah, and see, a lot of people have been mistakenly saying that, well, they want to take over Ukraine. No, they don't want to take over Ukraine. They just want to wreck it. And allegedly because of human trafficking, a lot of bad stuff that had been going on in Ukraine. And as I said for a long time, they have been poking the bear. And I knew that eventually the bear was going to come in and do some damage. And it's another horrible situation that could have been avoided, in my opinion. And by the way, the current president of Ukraine, he's not the nice guy that everyone thinks he is. He was dictatorial before all this broke out. Just folks, look into it. Putin is not the only bad player in this situation.
Well, everybody's got something to be bad about here, because war is hell, and it's never going to be good for any side. But I will say this. I do not see Putin on the front lines, and I do see the Ukrainian president on the front lines, which is why I respect him more than I do Putin.
Well, I'm looking at the issue and what caused it, so.
All right, well, listen, theronedwards.com, the website, Constitution with Rounds and a Coffee, and we'll talk to you again next weekend. However, we'll talk to your Edwards Notebook on Tuesday and Thursday.
All right.
Well, take care.
God bless.
All right. Yep. That's Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And, of course, you hear that Tuesdays, Thursdays, and then Saturdays he pays us a little visit. In the meantime, don't go anywhere. I'll be right back, and the professor of politics will be right back with me. We got a lot more to continue. And don't go anywhere. I shall return.
Stock market have you nervous? With geopolitical conflict and inflation concerns, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you don't have to. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word DEMO to 813813 and discover how to predict stock market trends up to 3 days ahead with incredible accuracy. Whether you trade stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text DEMO to 813813 to get what you need to stay ahead of the markets and find big moves before they happen. Don't wait. Text DEMO to 813813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology. Offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Members of the Ukrainian parliament met with members of Congress as Ukrainians continue to defend themselves against an invasion from Russia. Anastasia Radina is one of those parliament members. She tells Fox News the tide of the war is changing, and so is Ukraine's strategy.
The main goal was to urge the U.S. together with partners to actually provide more lethal weapons to Ukraine. We believe that our only option to establish peace in Ukraine is to win. And in order to win, we need to be getting some military assistance we were not getting before.
The United States has already provided billions of dollars worth of weapons and humanitarian aid to Ukraine. COVID-19 hospitalization numbers have plunged to their lowest levels since the early days of the pandemic. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. OS Omega-3 Fatty Acid Certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-7888.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
All righty. Thank you very much, Jeff and Sarasota. And before I get over there to Kyle, I want to remind everybody that today, starting today, well, actually started yesterday, last night at 5 o'clock, but the biggest rally of 2022 here in the Tampa Bay area is going on right now over at the Sheraton Tampa Brandon Hotel on Princess Palm Avenue in Tampa. Opens up again this morning at 8 o'clock and goes till 9 o'clock tonight, Saturday and Sunday. 18 different speakers are going to be there with all kinds of events, all kinds of exhibits and whatnot, and little shops that you can get into, workshops and all that, for freedom lovers who are dedicated to making a difference. Now, the website to check it out at is letsgobrandonrally.org, letsgobrandonrally.org. The phone number is 813-444-4800. That's 813-444-4800. And you can go over there, order your tickets. Now, the tickets, Jeff was telling me there's still tickets available. I believe they're $49. And I don't know, I didn't understand, Jeff, if you meant that was for 2 days or what that deal was you sent me. But anyway, they've got plenty of, and they've got online, too, but the online you have to buy into that to get that. So anyway, it's letsgobrandonrally.org is the website. Check it out. Stop by if you can. You're going to have some great speakers there. I'll be there today until about 3 o'clock, maybe 4 o'clock if I can last that long. Because after all, having been up all night, I'll try to get an hour and a half or two's worth of catnapping in. But That's what we'll be doing. So, Kyle Warren, you got something there you want to read or say hello to somebody?
Well, that's right, Captain. Now, we heard from a listener named Fred, and he writes in, and he has a great message for us. He says, hi again, Kyle and Captain. I have a comment that I feel is pertinent in our almost ruined society. He goes on to say, I am sure you guys loved the televised roasts, basically. We all loved and laughed. Dean Martin, Rickles, Bruce Willis, and many, many others over the years, he says, because of the oversensitivity of our public to any comment, whether it's said in jest or not. Therefore, I doubt we will ever see a good-hearted, well-meaning roast delivered with love. Stay well, guys. Love the show. And Captain, he says, for the record, in a few weeks, he's going to be 89 years young. And so we give a shout out to Fred tonight for a great comment. Yeah, I remember those roasts. I know you do, too.
Oh, yeah. By the way, here's the other Fred from Copacabana Beach down in Rio. He says he's there for another month. He says, really appreciate y'all being there for us on the weekend every Saturday. Never listen to or watch Chen Psaki, as earlier stated. We need to hear directly from our elected officials and not some wet aisle cleanup spokesperson. He says he's listening from Copacabana Beach, where he'll be for another month, which is Rio de Janeiro.
Right. Well, and you know, Captain, I was thinking about the Jen Psaki thing. You know, well, if she has her own show, it's got to be called Circle Back. I mean, there just can't be called anything else other than that.
You know, it's funny. It's funny that you mention that, because I've got a Dr. Fauci story. So before Jeff can do what he's going to do, we're going to do the Dr. Fauci music here. So here we go. We'll get it up, and here we go. Get ready. Dr. Fauci time. Darn, that sounds like the Wrecking Crew in the Maytag Washer or something. Holy smokes. That's your family that did that.
Yeah, we're circling back to Dr. Fauci.
Yeah, I don't need any more of that. Thank you.
Circling back, yeah.
Yeah, well, let's go back over here. Now, the reason I get that is because little Dr. Fauci is in the news again. The U.S. government's top expert on COVID-19, just ask him, he'll tell you. He's the science. I'm the science. He was privately urged by former CDC Director Dr. Robert Redfield to vigorously investigate both the lab leak and the natural origins theories of the virus back in early 2020. Only then, he excluded Redfield from the discussions on what he actually found out with the world-renowned virologist and waged a PR campaign denouncing the entire lab leak theory out of Wuhan, China.
Well, you know, Captain, it really is just obvious that they didn't want to know from anything.
He got paid money for that. You want to bet?
Well, it's very possible. It's just that, Captain, we're supposed to be doing science, and science has everything to do with investigating things. You form a hypothesis. You find out if it stands up or not. But also, science, of course, means knowledge. We need to get knowledge about how this actually happened. In other words, that is the crux of the scientific method and what drives us to know more about our world. But we have to know what really happened. And they didn't want to know what really happened. They may have had an inkling. They may have even had information of what really happened. But you and I and the rest of the people across the highways and byways, we weren't allowed to know what really happened.
Now, America is now one step closer to decriminalizing marijuana nationwide. It passed yesterday in the Senate.
Well, yeah, it actually passed in the House, but it's more or less likely that it will pass.
Oh, that was the House? I thought it was the Senate.
Yeah, it was the House, yeah.
Okay, all right. Well, now it's got to go to the Senate, then.
Now it's got to go to the Senate, but it's going to be a lot harder to get through there. Of course, you know, Schumer has thrown his whole weight behind it, saying he's, you know, wants to get it done or whatever. But, yeah, I think it could be a harder hill to climb than perhaps he thinks. Yeah.
And I'm listening to all these excuses coming from the White House that they're resorting to now having to make up reasons for our high gas prices instead of actually telling the truth. And the latest one was just amazing that they kept pushing about, well, the gas companies have got all these leases and they're not drilling. They're not drilling. They're just not drilling anywhere. Well, maybe it's because the federal government made it tougher than a one-armed paper hanger to try to get a damn permit and go drilling somewhere because they got rid of all of the dropped rate. They brought back, I'm sorry, all the regulations that Donald Trump had gotten rid of.
Well, exactly. And at the same time, they will try to tell you that, well, they're not stopping anybody from going through the application process or that sort of thing, only to try to prolong all this confusion.
Let me explain something to the people, and you know this, I think. They fill out an application, they do all of that, and they have to wait for the government to do a survey. And the government is months behind on the surveys for the permitting process.
Right. Well, they could be months behind. They could also slow walk it. They could, you know, there's all kinds of things that can be done because the stated position of this administration, Captain, is they hate fossil fuels, basically. They are also, and I think this is really key, they're also hostages of the far left.
Yep.
And those who want the who believe in the global warming and this kind of thing, and that
yep.
They have to literally take over government to do it.
And my buddy, Florida Congressman Greg Stube, South Sarasota and Charlotte County, says the GOP will win this fall the House of Representatives, and then they will subpoena Big Tech and Hunter Biden to get to the root of the story.
And get your cheesy puffs and popcorn ready
mm-hmm.
for that. That is going to be awesome in the sense of its scope and what it may do to our perception of a lot of these different companies and so forth.
Now, Senator Ted Cruz, of course, who's from Texas, used social media yesterday to explain why every city in America has now become a border city.
Well, sure, because basically it's not just people coming across the border illegally along the southern border.
They're being dumped.
That's right, or being bused or flown or what have you. And as far as I can recall, Captain, the states are not being informed that this is happening
mm-hmm.
In many cases. And so that's right. It's all part of a plan, for lack of a better term, to continue a destabilization. That's why the lifting of Title 42 is being done because it makes things worse, not better.
Now, the Sussman prosecution could challenge the Clinton and Democratic National Committee attorney-client privilege because they're going to want to find out what they knew and when they knew it, aren't they?
Well, that's right. And, of course, it becomes a very sensitive area when you get into that simply because of the way that our system works. But, yeah, it'll be interesting to see how this moves along.
Yeah, because these were attorneys talking to attorneys.
Right.
Hmm.
Right, so they'll have to argue those different things, and it can be pretty complex.
All righty, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch, and we'll have our next Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Going to take a look at the weather and the roads out there, and, yeah, we got some things to talk about, so don't go anywhere. I shall return.
More with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. With Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch, right after this.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Cold sweat, thinking about days we ain't done.
Andy, Bonnie, Rach. And I'll tell you what, Kyle, that's something that you can bounce around with this time of the morning, isn't it?
Oh, I love that. Yeah, that's from 1994 from her album Longing in Their Hearts. Yeah. And I got to tell you, Captain, Bonnie Raitt, she is the real deal.
Legend. She is a legend. And a female guitarist extraordinaire.
Absolutely.
Yep. Don't ever, baby, feel like I do. That your stuff sneaking up. Oh, well, I could do that all night long, but it's okay. Taking it away out west, you had a little weather change out there.
Well, that's right, Captain. Of course, we're monitoring what they call special weather statements. This is going to be in northwestern Nevada and a little bit over into northern California up near Susanville. This has to do with gusty winds over the next couple of days. Gusts up to possibly 50 miles an hour, so you've got blowing dust. High-profile vehicles, of course, want to take notice of this. We've also got another special weather statement covering most of the state of Wyoming, mostly in the western half of Wyoming. This also has to do with the very high winds that can be in that area. And again, gusts up to some 50 miles an hour. So be careful there for sure. Raining and 4th of July passed this weekend, both Saturday and Sunday. And then over near Seattle, Washington, we still got some rain. That's a little bit east of Seattle right now. But down near Walla Walla, they definitely got a lot of rain coming across the road down towards Pendleton, Heppner, down towards Fossil, also up towards Ritzville. As you head out I-90, if you're heading for Spokane, you definitely got a lot of rain coming there. Rain now going east of Portland there, and that is, of course, along I-84. So you got a lot of that happening right there. And, of course, winter weather watch for most of that area extending, of course, now over the next couple of days. So be careful out there.
Alrighty, we'll be careful. So here we go over to the east. We do have some snow along I-80 from about Des Moines east over the way over towards the Quad Cities. So be advised of that. Got a little snow starting to kick in up there, up in the northeastern part of Wisconsin, and it looks like the lake may kick in. Like I told you earlier, looks like there's some snow starting to develop in that area up on Lake Michigan. We've got cold temperatures, southeastern corner of Illinois, southern part of Indiana. Most of Kentucky got a frost warning, and then in the eastern side of Kentucky, going into West Virginia, you have a hard freeze warning. Also the same way in Tennessee, straight across from about Nashville all the way over into eastern Tennessee, over to I-81. You got a freeze up there. About where Eric is, you should have a freeze warning and frost west of that all the way over to Jackson, Tennessee. And then North Carolina. Going up, if you're going up I-85, you're going to be in a frost warning all the way up through there, through the Piedmont section, Winston-Salem, Greensboro, going over towards just west of Raleigh, making the turn up towards Richmond. So be advised of that. We do have some flooding tonight to talk about in Mississippi from all the rains that came through yesterday. There's also some flooding down below Louisiana, down in the vicinity of I-10, I-12. And Florida's not looking too bad tonight, but we do have some weather supposed to be coming back there during the day. Later tonight, there will be some storms will be kicking in. The system will develop here, and we should have some thunderstorms down here for it. Now, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, your show is heard where?
Yes, you can find me at KyleWarrenShow.com.
All righty, and we will talk to you Monday. Have a great weekend.
You too, Captain. Thank you.
All righty. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, everybody. And we appreciate him very much. And we certainly hope that you can catch his program. Now, let's see here. I don't know what this is. Let me see. Bruno Mars. Somebody just sent me that. I'll play that next hour for the person that just sent me that, Bruno Mars. I thought it was something a little different. Okay, well, we would have had Denise Simon dancing, wouldn't we?
Good morning.
Yeah. Yeah, let's see. That's Bruno Mars. What's it called? It was a tribute to Prince. Okay, that's what that was. Yeah, I thought he sent me something different. All right, well, let's get started here by talking about what's going on here. Ukraine is, you can't get away from it, because now it appears that the Ukrainian, and they are confirming this, Russia, that the Ukrainian Air Force apparently flew in low altitude with some helicopters and knocked out an oil depot about 20 miles inside Russia.
Well, Russia is saying that something happened and that it will not hurt negotiations, although the negotiations are going nowhere. And then in the interview that Fox had with Zelensky, he would not confirm or deny. So that's pretty much where it is.
Yep. And then again, they were reporting that it was helicopters that did this. That came from two different sources. But we'll see. We'll see. And nobody's going to really accept that, because if they do, then they're going to get the. And by the way, there was another report just maybe 30 minutes ago that Russia has backed away from Kiev, in particular the airport, and a lot of the bombed out structures and a lot of damage, and they've mined them for the people that want to go back in there. They've actually booby-trapped them with mines.
I have heard that, too. But, you know, I'm very suspect of information that comes out of, you know, this conflict. You have to kind of keep checking and checking and checking. So we also know that some Russian forces have gone back into Belarus, and that generally is to do a refit, whatever yep. that will necessarily mean.
Well, they resupply themselves. Yeah.
So, I would say that Zelensky is saying that he's not going to give up any piece of territory, and he shouldn't.
That's what I heard.
You know, and there should be really a fight to for Ukraine to gain back control of the Donbass region.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I see it. But anyway,
and it looks like as if that's what Russia is doing.
Is what?
Reinforcing and strengthening their position to take and keep control of the Donbass region.
Well, I mean, they've had it since 2014,
mm-hmm.
Essentially. But, you know, the fascinating thing is that all of these experts, they have not gone to speak to people of Crimea or the Donbass region to see how life is under Russia.
Yep, I've heard that too. All righty, hold that thought. We are going to take a little break and be back right at the top of the news.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.